This year, we're thankful for Narwhal Buddies, Stout Pants, Haze Boys, and Light Bars. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a living audio document of beer drinking. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And Matt will hopefully be here later. His alarm clock didn't go off this morning, and so he's sleeping right now. Hopefully he's going to wake up and join us here eventually. But right now we're flying just the two of us and a two-seater, little two-seater Porsche. Oh, man. He's going to have to jump in that little back window of the Porsche when he gets here.
Cargo hole.
Yeah. Next hour or two,
spare tire.
We're going to be hanging out with you. We're going to be drinking some good beer, hopefully, and talking about the beer we drank last week and some beer releases that you and I and all of us should maybe look out for, along with some a little bit of culture and the most robust voicemail segment in podcasting, as the call the listeners of the show will call us and let us know some things, and even they even have a couple podcasts that we get to play. So settle in and get ready, man, because we're here.
Yeah, I'm here. I am not DMing somebody on the Untappd.
The beer I opened up on our tailgating before the show is General Sherman DDH from Tioga Square Brewing in Fresno, California. Bought this at the brewery. A brewery buy. A takeout.
Oh, wow.
Takeout buy.
Takeout. Yeah.
And I was like,
said, have a nice day.
Yeah. I was looking at their doors and I'm just kind of, it was a quick purchase. I didn't take too much time. And nothing caught my fancy on the first. I just did a drive-by pick, you know, because you can, you know, you could keep looking at sections and seeing things you didn't see in the first one or two swipes. But yeah. I just went one swipe.
Two.
DDH.
I'm thinking four and a half.
Four and a half before you start running. Okay. Start getting satisfied that you've seen everything. When you look at that end at the market of all the singles, it takes a good three glances before you're like, okay.
And that's if nobody interrupts you in the middle of your search. Hey, did you try this yet?
Hey, try this. Hey,
I'm looking.
Relax,
hold on,
bro.
I'm looking.
Hey, I got this. I'm good.
Hey, Pliny, you heard of this Pliny? It's pretty great.
Ooh, Pliny.
You should try it.
Ooh, Pliny.
You gonna buy it for me? No, but you should try it.
Let's say, oh, you don't have playing for president? Don't talk to me.
Yeah. Okay, so Kit.
That's my tailgate.
This beer I'm drinking. And go hang out in the planning section.
My younger wristband and just stand there and wait. Yeah,
just stand there.
Come on. I'm first in line. First in line for younger this year.
I've had younger.
Oh yeah, there's some news on Younger here in a second.
Oh man,
I'm getting there. What did you open up?
My waiting room beer. As if you're in a Zoom, you're in the waiting room before things start. It's a double Dobus from Cellar Maker, 1000% Citra.
1000%. Was that?
Just kidding. It's 100%.
How did you acquire that one?
From the Haze Palace, known as Out of the Barrel.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All IPAs, Haze and Pays. That place, man. I went there a week ago or so. And I as an IPA lover, I'm just like, you guys are soaking yourselves in IPAs. Because there's like a lot of IPAs that just seem like they're just sitting there. especially that one brewery that they like that they, I don't know, that
bear bottle.
Yeah, bear bottle or whatever it is. So, which yeah. which it looks. Oh, I don't know. I need to. I want to try them, and they look fine enough, but I just haven't heard anything about them from anybody. And when you mm-hmm. have Fieldwork and Humble Sea and Cellamaker yeah. and all these other and now ones.
Santi and Darius.
Yeah, Santi and Darius is there. Urban Roots is sometimes there. I'm just like, mm-hmm, you know, I don't have time to try this unknown beer that you have a full door of. I just don't. It feels like there's some sort of deal.
From trying every new beer in the world to nah, like, bro, that's nah, cool.
I can't get I know to what you. I like. Yeah. I can't take a chance, that $7 chance on this one beer. One day I will, ooh, though. One day I'm going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Just so I can say I've had that one. Oh. But they need to, like, because they don't have really two, which is good and bad. They don't have, like, two fluctuating of pricing between breweries. It's pretty much, if it's a double IPA, or really if it's an IPA, it's $7. And if it's yeah. a Pilsner or a lower alcohol beer, it's $6. And that's pretty much, that's a pretty standard pricing, which helps you in some instances and then hinders you in others. So like, I'm not going to pay $7 for a brewery. I have no idea what they're about when I can pay $7 for one. I'm like, oh yeah, I want to try this one because I know this brewery.
Mm.
So maybe they should just lower them a little bit.
Ah, so $7 a beer, you're saying no chances?
Maybe on a good day, like on a big, like I got a little bit more in my paycheck this week kind of day.
Yeah.
I'll do it. But otherwise, I'm not taking the chance.
That extra paycheck.
Yeah, I worked a few more hours this week, so maybe I'll take that chance, but. Otherwise,
yeah, it does. Having beers priced all the same does encourage the mix matching,
right?
I've noticed.
Yeah, it does get me to do like, that.
There's no math involved. You're like, it's going to be $30 whether I buy four the same or four different. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. And then you play the game of, well, if it's going to be $7, I'm going to make sure I get all doubles.
Oh, hell yeah.
Instead of some singles in there.
You need help, sir? No, I found all four West Coast IPs you have. Thanks.
There's no porters. I looked hard last week. There's no porters. You know, no clean porters anyway. No browns. Because I'm like trying to get something for the producer. And it's just not happening. I had to get a hard kombu. That's how
bad.
Yep, had a hard kombu it.
I don't know if you spent any time down there. Culture.
Any time? What? Sorry, stupid culture.
Let's go into culture. It'll work.
Go ahead.
All right. So here's something I do like about the. COVID. Whoa. Oh, you got bit by that? Right.
So you bring up COVID, I start coughing.
Yeah, exactly. The new way of doing things. I'm sure this only works. It works better in places like Fig Garden Village, where you have retail and food and drinking all in the same complex, mm-hmm, you know?
Right.
Meaning no major roads to cross, maybe a parking lot at most, if not the same sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
But we had lunch at Jack's today. I mean, earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jack's would deliver food to Out of the Barrel.
Okay.
I didn't see Out of the Barrel beers coming over to Jack's per se, to their patio, but I did see someone order at Jack's. And then the Jack's people were kind enough to take the food over to the Out of the Barrel table, so they could drink their beer nice. And eat at the same time. And I'm thinking, why the hell hasn't this happened a lot sooner? And well, I'm wondering if that's going to happen in River Park now that Barrel House is going in.
Oh, yeah.
Will restaurants partner with them so you can order? Because you can't have, you know, they're just, Barrel House is strictly a brewery. So right. They're going to be limited to go most
which is
of the
interesting
time,
in
except
that,
when they have food.
It's just, which is interesting in that place because it's like so kind of big-ish to be just a brewery, mm-hmm. which is cool. But it's like usually in that kind of place, they're going to put food in there too.
The River Park has a CUP in place where Yard House kind of took over and said there can't be any other brew pubs
in the area.
Nope. So Barrel House is strictly a brewery. That's how they got in.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I did. I saw an interview with the owner and, or at least the manager of the Fresno one or the other. And he said they are bringing in, you can order. I'm trying to think if he meant you can bring in outside food or you can order from somebody in River Park and it'll come there. I don't know. It does seem like, Yard House would do that. Like, I don't know, I guess maybe.
They would probably not bring you their food.
Yeah, somebody else might
places
do it.
Places that don't have beer, like Panera. What else is over there? Panera, mm-hmm. Five Guys Burgers, yeah. Me and Ed's probably.
Maybe, yeah.
Or Blast and Brew is kind of a same place. There's the Hangar.
The Hangar might do that, yeah.
Yeah.
The Subway. Is that a Subway still? Subway.
No, I think that's gone.
Oh, okay.
But there's places that don't necessarily serve beer and or craft beer that would probably help out.
Right. The steakhouse, the expensive steakhouse, what is it?
Ruth's Chris.
I think Ruth's Chris is
going to get you a nice
$30 steak to be walked over.
Walk my steak over.
Sir. Hey, walk it over. I want to see you walk it over. I want to see it.
Better still be medium rare when it gets here.
Better not cook anymore. You better time that cooking to get to be medium rare, right? Time it gets there. Yeah, more food deliveries while you're drinking. Keep it up.
I don't know what you're going to think about this. I want Fig Garden to be open container laws.
Ooh.
If you're within the...
Those like are not in Fresno.
It's got to be on the sidewalk.
Yeah. This is a large shopping complex. It's nice. It's one of our nice higher-end shopping centers. You know, there's trees and... There's sidewalks and benches, but it's still, there's a large parking lot and there's a lot of different things going on. So I don't
crazy ass drivers around.
Yeah. There's a lot, you know, Fresnans pedestrians are on, you're on your, just to FYI, if you come to Fresno, if you're a pedestrian, you are on your own. You do not get any kind of special treatment in Fresno. Car number one, everyone else, you got to figure it out. So, it worries me, a bunch of people stumbling around everywhere with their open containers in that parking lot. And Fresno drivers are like, get the fuck out of the way. Stupid pedestrian. I'm a car.
Didn't you see my Mercedes? Oh, my God. This isn't a Mercedes.
Yeah. So I don't know. I agree with it in the concept of responsible people. And I think I would be responsible as a driver, and I would be responsible as a person wandering around with my beer, but not everybody would. I don't know. Fig Garden Village would be the only place you could pull it off in Fresno. I think so. Anywhere else in a shopping center being open container, it would get too saucy. But maybe you could do it in Fig Garden Village. I mean, Out of the Barrels is already getting out there with their, they're pretty out there with their parking lot patio.
They've taken some prime parking.
Mm-hmm.
Them Whole Foods shoppers are mad.
Oh, well. Screw them. So that's culture. We're culturing. What do you got other than that, Nick?
Well, since let's stay in the village for a bit longer, we hit the Whole Foods. You'll be happy to know the warm beer shelf has been replaced. No beer is no longer kept in the warm shelf. It's all in the cold box now.
They don't even have any ends of it.
They have the few displays. Like celebration was on a kneecap.
No, I mean displays, but like they don't have a permanent end of anything.
No, no more permanent end. It's been replaced with the hard stuff, hard liquor. Our Whole Foods now has hard. Yeah.
Whoa, they didn't have any hard liquor. It was all wine and beer before?
All wine and beer previously.
Whoa. They have any Buffalo Trace? They got Buffalo Trace. They got some Buffalo Trace. Yes,
they did. Don't worry, they had plenty. Lots of Buffalo Trace.
They have the what's the rare one, the with the guy's name?
Pappy Van.
Yeah, Pappy Van Winkles. Guy been them Winkles.
Oh, yeah, just hanging out on the next to the cheese.
Just sitting there.
They took the Olive Bar and they made ice trays, and they Pappy Van Winkle sitting in these ice trays.
just sitting there.
Just laying in them. Laying in the hot bar. Now ice bar.
All right. Well, I've only gone in there once in the past 8 months, and that was maybe a month ago or so.
There you go. The beer has not changed. It is exactly the same as it has been.
You can get it delivered.
Well, you can. Okay, so that's different, but the variety.
Yeah.
Still get Pliny, Blind Pig, and Happy Hops. A couple Deschutes, couple, you know, what's the 21st Amendment?
Brew Free or Die Hard. 21st.
Deschutes. Deschutes.
Deschutes.
Chef. Where's Chef at? Did you see Deschutes? Chef. New pine influenced beer.
What's it called?
I'm stalling till I find
it. It feels familiar.
Maybe it was Instagram. I had it.
Instagram.
I thought this is still a thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If Matt shows
they
up tried, here.
Didn't they try to find the spruce tip thing? And
yeah.
All right, well,
there's the Tioga one. I was hoping Matt's here. Hopefully he'll show up. Ask him if Tioga's going to do theirs again. I haven't seen any.
Oh, their buzz about Christmas tree.
The Christmas tree one. I have one in looking out for coming up later.
Later. And now Deschutes is making me look silly.
Deschutes. Dude, that's not cool. Typical Oregon brewery.
Thanks a lot.
Making us Californians look bad.
Abyss. There's the abyss you talk
about. Oh, yeah. 4-pack. Get those 4 packs of abyss.
Yeah, I swear it was the shoots. I was like, oh, not another damn pine tree. Okay. Fine.
Well, it'll show up for looking out for. You can tell us about it then.
Good Lord. So you got the Russian River thing, I bet, coming up.
You know, go ahead, because all I know is the headline version of it. So
they are canceling the release this year.
All right.
They are still going to distribute it to certain venues as long as they promise to not let people gather for it.
No gathering.
No gathering. And they are tinkering with the idea of doing online sales of 500 milliliter bottles. Ooh. Shipped within California.
I hope they do that. That'll be fun. That'll be fun for us. Oh, if they do it, unless it's like during my work time.
Right.
I'm going to record it. I'll record it either video or audio or.
Will Younger Day become your.
Trying to get it.
Baseball opening day.
Yeah. All right, I got to take the day off from work. Oh, what's going on? It's plenty online release day. I got to take it off. Aren't you out of vacation days? Yeah. Just not going to get paid today. Sorry. It'll be fine. It's for Younger.
It's for Younger. Each bottle will be marked not for resale.
Wow. So no Younger line this year. No line down the block for waiting for 2 hours for 2 weeks straight in Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
Look what you've done, coronavirus.
You canceled Younger.
You did, like, I feel, watch after that, because that's like in February or something, right? Watch things get a lot better after that, because I think Corona's been hanging around just to finally, just that's the last thing it needed to check off its list.
I'm waiting for Younger.
Yeah. Once that Younger release is done, then I'm out. I just need to get a full year in of killing everything off. So we might, there's a chance we could get a bottle of it. Looking out for a bottle of Younger.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of nice, generous people who are good with internet buying. You know, lots of our listeners somehow get to that Firestone Walker Invitational. Wow. They got, fast enough internet for that. So maybe we can get somebody with fast enough internet to get us a Younger bottle.
Refresh.
Which I assume the Firestone Walker event's canceled this year. I don't know. I feel like it's in the spring.
Still a little far out.
I feel like it's
predicting
in the
vaccine will be around by then. So
yeah, it's well, June, beginning.
Is it June? May or June?
Maybe. That sounds about right. But okay. You know, the vaccine will be beginning to get out to us in April, which means, it's going to take a while. So I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be in time for the Firestone Walker Invitational, which is why I don't know why I don't see CNN talking about that. But whatever.
You're here to report the importance.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
You're not. You're not talking about the Firestone Walker Invitational. How is this affecting it? It's news.
Yeah, call Ray Appleton. Get him on the. Yeah. Get him on.
What else? What else? Culturing.
Culture. The shoots is not. Oh, Melvin, good guy, Melvin.
Mm-hmm. The Melvins?
Not the Melvins. Mm. Melvin Brewing out of...
The Melvins, underrated band. Melvins.
Alpine, Wyoming.
Okay.
In light of the can shortage, they have taken old cans from a beer release that were not used and labeled them to fit their new brew needs.
New brew needs.
That's right. And I drank all my beer.
You need a new beer.
I need a new beer. Therefore, I shall return.
All right. I'll talk some things. I'll keep us all company. Keep all the right. Weak company.
Just keep your pants on.
You can take them off. I don't care. I don't see it. I don't know what's going on the other side of it. New Glory has a label refresh. I'm excited about that because now we're going to know. You know, we've been talking New Glory a lot lately. And now we're gonna see when what beers are old and new real quick. We won't even have to check dates. Be able to just go, label refresh, that's fresh. And Sunday, Small Brewery Sunday. We've been talking about it for a few weeks, and now it's come up to us. It's Sunday. Pick out your favorite small brewery and get in there. Get into it.
What did we do?
Sunday. Small Brewery Sunday is Sunday.
Yeah, I knew that.
Thanks. So get into Zach's. Get in. I don't know if Tioga's count as a small brewery? I think it does in the grand scheme of things.
Don't they have, they got a couple things going on.
They're indie. So if you're going to say small brewery, you mean indie, as far as I'm concerned. You can go to, locally still, you can go to the new Machine Head if you're out there in Clovis. Or you can go to House of Pendragon. Go to Pine and Palm. Go to all,
all
the cool local breweries. Go to whatever local brewery is cool for you on Sunday. And that's open on Sunday. Not all small breweries are open on Sundays.
Dang. Had you been able to have a traditional Friendsgiving, the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, where would you have liked to have gone?
Probably Goldstein. Oh, I mean, everybody goes to Livingstone's, but yeah, I'd probably gone to Goldstein. At least got in there. Probably, minus coronavirus, it would be insane, but which I hate. I'm too old and crusty for that anymore. But or Spokesy.
Todd's coming back to town. He wants to see what's changed in the last year. Like, where are you taking them?
Mm-hmm. Spokesy. Cold Seeds. I'll do it all. I wonder how Fres Brew's doing. Because they don't have any patio. But they've been having people. They've been open. This is a little small little tap room in the Tower District, for those that don't know. And
we did that last year, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did. Was that Thanksgiving? I think it might have been my birthday or something. I don't know.
It was your birthday.
Birthday. Yeah, that was a year ago. Wow. Seems like forever ago.
Different lifetime. I love gold.
Uh-oh. Wait. I'm here for that.
I love gold.
What do you got?
So this, the wife was having lunch with me, and she goes with me to pick beers purely by the label because she hates beer. And she's all, hey, get that one. I said, okay.
That one looks cool.
So this is Urban Roots Finger Kisses. And it's got a hand with different shaped lips on each fingertip.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I had it.
Citra and Galaxy Hops.
Right.
It's a double. It's clear-ish. Clear enough for me. I'll take it.
Good.
I haven't had a good aroma beer in a while. This is nice. Haven't got to steal any aroma.
Is it hazy or?
It's clouded.
I mean, you're saying it's in between?
It's more glass. Frost chill.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's not hazy. It's got the it's cloudy, but it's not pulpy. Mm-hmm. It's got the clear, the no sediment.
Right.
Like that
clear, a little bit of liquid, unfiltered, but not hazy.
Unfiltered. Slightly filtered.
They did a little filtering. Let's go a little once over. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? Beep, 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 beep. You can get on this show and tell us what things you think we should be talking about. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line. You can leave a 3-minute or less voicemail there, and we'll play it. Or you can email it to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. That you can record something on your smartphone. Yeah, all your smartphones have something to record with. Send that file to us on the via the email. You'll be all ready to go. We have this month, thanks to Chew Your Beer, he is sending a beer. He's responsible for this, not us. He's sending a beer to the last final voicemailer of the week. And this will be the last week for this because the next show we have will be released in December. As we end November here and get into the winter, wow. The real winter. And the Christmasing and all that. So this is the last week for that. So that is something to look for as I'm trying to adjust my time here as I'm talking to see who's going to be. It might be last. All right. So let's start with the traditional voicemails, and that comes from...
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
So I just cracked open a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Heard of it.
First sip, I was like, oh, man, I love this. And as I'm sipping down into it, I can't help but thinking it tastes soapy. You know when a beer tastes soapy? Uh-oh. So, yeah. And I looked at the date. It's from June, so that's kind of old. Maybe that's why it tastes soapy, but... Yeah, I still love
that's
that beer.
That's old, dude.
Still going to drink it, but maybe the next one I get is going to be fresh. So I heard about the Perfect Pour sexting scandal. Oh, am I supposed to talk about that?
Whoa.
Well, too late. Yeah, Perfect Pour sexting scandal.
Whoa, what is this?
I want to hear about this. I don't think I need to say any more than the Perfect Pour sexting scandal. I think it's all over the internet as we speak. I think we know who's sexting who.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. On that note, guys, cheers. I wish you all a happy, socially distanced Thanksgiving. Because it sounds like a lot of people are being socially irresponsible for the holidays and getting sick. And let's all try to stay healthy, right?
Right.
And check your dates on your Sierra Nevada Pale Ales, everybody. Unless you like soapy beer. Oh. And sexting scandals. Cheers. Love ya.
Love ya. Thanks, Paul. June's too old. I don't care how well made the beer is. When you're talking about pails, IPAs, even Sierra Pale can't hold up for a, what is that, about a 5 month? I mean, it's still drinkable, but.
That's through the hot season, too, man. That's,
yeah. Yeah, that went through some trauma. I don't care. Like, beer Twitter's like, I don't get why people get all upset about their beer's temperature changing. Like, dude, it ages it quick. You can't deny it doesn't age it quicker if your temperature changing your beer all the freaking time.
Perfect Pour, it's Donnie, and we are drinking in the Pacific Northwest. First off, Florida Steve nominated Lori and Ken. I think that's great for Seattle reps. You've got Matt Tacoma. I said I'd be more than willing to do it, but I'm not in Seattle. I'm about 45 minutes north. So I will take everything from north of Seattle to the border because that's where I spend
Bellingham?
Most of my time drinking. Anyways, a couple of quick things. I know it's corporate, but Elysian Brewing is brewing a beer called Keep the Music Alive IPA. Beer. And it's really cool.
Blah,
it's
blah, blah.
The local
blah.
Independent blah, 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 blah. Venues here in Seattle.
Oh, okay. Now
and
listen.
All the proceeds are going to all the music venues that host 1,000 or less people. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then
I'll
on the other side,
that.
Washington State Beers, Noli Brew House out of Spokane won 2 gold medals at the Brussels Beer Festival. They got it for their Wrecking Ball Imperial Stout and their Born and Raised IPA, both won gold medals. And then another place that you've heard of called Ruins Brews also
heard
won a gold medal for the Pacific IPA category for their Crikey IPA. So Washington's doing good things. So, yeah, we're pretty excited up here. There's a lot of good beer up here in the Northwest, and I can't wait for this to, you know, clear over so we can all maybe someday have a get it. I'd like to have a get it with Ken and Lori. Anyways, keep up the good work, guys. Have a happy Thanksgiving, even though this will come out after Thanksgiving. It's the Wednesday before. Oh, yeah. I'm on vacation. I'll be back to work in 13 days.
Woo! Eat it, work. Oh,
have a good one, guys. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Bye. Aw, Louie. You got another shout-out.
Louie.
The Northwest.
Yeah, was the first perfect four invitational.
All right. Let's get it going.
Graham, get it.
Get it. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Pew. Those were not the final voicemails of the week. There's still some more with later dates or later timestamps. Not this one, though, but it's coming. So we continue with the voicemails. Thanks, Donnie.
What's going on, Perfect Pour? It's Colin and Janine.
Hi, Colin and Janine.
Hey. We're driving around in our Tesla. Sorry about the road noise. These cars aren't the best about that.
Low.
That's okay.
Dude, Teslas are loud, man.
Janine has something to say about soup.
Oh, because of listening to you guys, I decided I'm going to eat soup for lunch all week.
Do it. It's low-cal.
Oh, no.
Cool story, bro.
It's my favorite.
So we're driving up to Weldworks because they are the best. And we're going to get some beer.
My employees gave me a $100 gift card to Weldworks because they know that that's my favorite brewery here.
What?
So
that's
cool
nice.
People that give you gifts that are actually awesome like that.
Yeah, that was definitely awesome to get a gift card for a brewery, especially when it's Weldworks. So we're getting a Bam Bam Rubble Rubble Sour, which is...
Fruity Pebbles Beer.
Fruity Pebbles Beer. This one is a blueberry, and we've had it already. And it's freaking amazing. And then we're also getting a cotton candy beer. It's a fruited wheat ale that we haven't had yet. It's kind of undecided. Because they make absolutely ridiculous beers. I mean, we're talking about all the sours.
A bunch of New Englands.
And all of the New Englands, yeah. And all the stouts.
And we're getting a pecan pie stout.
Yeah, I hope so on that one. You guys have been talking a lot about what's open and what's not open. We just went to, a red zone here?
Red. We're red.
We're
only
red.
To-go stuff only now.
Yeah, well, no, we can sit on the patio.
Oh, yeah.
So, no inside dining or drinking or anything like that. So, all these places are building tents for outside, which is like inside but outside, I guess. So, we're checking that
outside-ish.
Out. Outside-ish. And it's 50 degrees, basically the high this week. But that's okay. We're going to check out, we're not going to drink at Weldworks because it's far from our house. But we're going to have a beer each at Strange and, of course, our favorite River North. And pass out some beers.
Support local breweries.
Gotta do it.
We did the Zoom last night.
We did.
Zim.
It's been a while. Yeah.
Missed ya.
Anyway, so keep this one short. You guys are awesome.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Bang, bang, bang.
Well, works.
That was the saddest one ever. Weldworks.
Weldworks. Where are we at again?
Where
are we at?
Weldworks, I guess. I guess Weldworks. Yeah, they're experiencing that patio drinking in Colorado. Burr.
You know what scares me is the year's almost over. We haven't heard from Chef, so I think Colin and Gene might take voicemail of the year.
Oh, my gosh. What happened to Chef? Chef doesn't like to call anymore. The Chef. Ah. Come on, Chef. Thanks, Colin and Janine, though. We're getting out there and getting in the Colorado scene. No matter how cold it gets, we're going to keep doing it.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? Not driving.
I'm a Scotty B.
So I haven't been driving.
No.
I'm not driving.
Oh, Scotty B. You scamp.
I'm kind of. I would dare to say I'm a little on the drunk side.
Actually.
Yeah. I'm pretty intoxicated, but let me tell you what I drank. So I don't know if you guys are recording on the day before Thanksgiving, but if you, just in case you are, I'm sending this voicemail in. And
two of us drank
a Fogger, which is like an 8% double New England IPA
from Zach's Brewing.
The best brewery in the world, Zach's Brewing. I drank a like six, what was it, 6 to 7%?
7%. 6.18
New England IPA from Incinerati called Thank You.
Thank you.
That's not what hit me though. No. I've had a couple servings of Irish whiskey.
Oh, and I mixed man. It with
Diet.
Why did you
Coke.
Do that?
Kavanaugh, I don't think, Irish no. whiskey.
Because they're really watching my figure.
Man, I'm feeling it. So,
is this where the sexting scandal comes in to play?
I am going to be brewing again, and I'll leave another voicemail then, but I don't think I'm brewing till Sunday. So you definitely would have recorded before then. You may have, I don't know. But you'll catch another voicemail from me. I'm going to brew an Imperial Stout. It's not going to be a cider beer hybrid. It's going to be a beer, 100% beer, Imperial Stout. I'm going to use this coffee malt that I've had for a little while. And it's not going to be like an outrageously high gravity. It'll be like 9 to 10%. Nothing too over the top. Nothing really crazy about it. But what's going to happen to it is after I brew it, my daughter is going to, Icarus, she's going to put coffee and vanilla in it, post-fermentation. You know what? She came in first in the division. It's a division? Like, I'm a beer judge, and I used to organize this shit, and I don't even...
Come on, Scotty B.
I think it is a division. But yeah, she won an award for the same thing. We're doing it again, but we're just changing the recipe up just a little bit. Changing the grain bill just a little bit. But the post-fermentation is going to be the same. And I think that's what really got it for. It's going to be a dessert stout, a coffee, vanilla, imperial stout. So that's what I'm doing probably Sunday. My time's almost up. Love you guys. Keep up the great work. I'm drunk.
Boom. Perfect. Hit right on three. Good job, Scotty B. Ooh. Look at Scotty B. Must have some... freaking beer jeans with his daughters now out there cranking out the awards. Man, somebody needs to scoop up Scotty B for a brewer. Got the family, the Baileys, man. They're all about brew it.
Yeah, they brew.
All right, so... Chew Your Beer was gracious enough to send out a beer to the last voicemailer of the week all month long here in the this November, what may be in the past for you.
All right.
And here we are. We are the last voicemailer of the week, last voicemailer in November. And who gets the beer from Chew Your Beer?
B.
Hey guys, it's Robin and Ants.
First
time callers, long time listeners.
Robin and Ants.
We're just calling because we wanted to do some thankful thoughts, especially the day before Thanksgiving. Thankful so much for our perfect poor pals. It's been a rough couple of weeks for us, and we've been fortunate to have some extra special friends. be there either with special deliveries or just being there with support by text, Facebook, on the Zoom. We feel very blessed to have you at all as what we feel like an extended family.
Yeah, guys, we want to say thanks to Beer Share, Zoom friends, obviously the Garage Boys, Chew, Radar and Liz, Wazoo, Colin and Janine, or like Robin would say, Colleen, Jay, Kent, and Lori.
And then there's also Junior, Al Green, Florida Steve and Dopey, XL, either Pedro or Abuelo. Scotty91's always on the Zoom, cracking Grandma? Us up. And of course, our super special friends and family members, Jazz and Blossom, love you with all our hearts. And
also Steve and Gail for making great beers and being cool people. Special thanks to Mikey, Nick, Matt, yes, for the perfect podcast.
That's us.
That has brought together our own little piece of the world of beer. Happy Thanksgiving everyone.
Gobble, gobble. Drinky, drinky.
Drinky, drinky.
Work, guys.
Drinky, drinky.
Fontana.
Representing. Ant-Man and Robin. Look at them. And how nice that they are winning the beer from Chewy Bear. You better give him that beer, Chewy Bear.
That's right.
Just because he didn't call in this week doesn't mean you still got to give it to him, okay? Aren't they adorable?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a lot of nice couples calling the show, so you know, it's tough. But no, there's none more adorable than the Ant-Man and Robin. I mean, it just...
Oh yeah. No, they're truly good people. I really miss not going to the... there's a Volkswagen show in Fontana at the racetrack, mm-hmm. and I hang out with them for the Firestone Walker or the Fontana Gym Invitational.
Yeah.
The weekend before the car show, and it hurt not seeing those guys this year. It was really a bummer. I'm making that trip down to Riverside and hanging out.
Hopefully it'll happen next year. Next year is a toss up right now.
Yeah.
Well, thanks everyone for calling in and contributing to the show. Really appreciate it. And, do it again next week, man. Keep it up. As we're counting down the days to end 2020. It's almost over, man. So get it all out now. Blow it out. You know, you got to take your car out on the freeway once in a while just to blow it out, you know?
Blow it out. Open her up.
Yeah, open her up. Open her up. It's December, man. Just open it up. Let it all out.
Clean all those voice mouth.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, can't find my damn.
Looking out for beers. When are we gonna get Reed May in here engineering the damn show? Wow. Sakes. Tired of having to worry about this.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Tired of having to worry about this.
Getting all the drops in properly. By the way, I don't think I mentioned, I opened up a beer at some point during the voicemails. Zach's Brewing. Yeah. All this talk about the Zach's. Stephen and Gail, the Mosaic. Exactly. Mosaic. The Exactly series are single hop series, and this is the Mosaic, and it's excellent, and it's in cans, and I bet you can, if you live in California, you can get it delivered to your door this holiday season.
Wow.
Got it at the brewery. Went inside and ordered for the first time in 9 months or something, because Zach's has their patio going again, but you still can order inside. you know, look at the board in order.
Food trucks.
And got the food trucks. You know, you do the whole thing where you got to buy food, which is a part of the whole deal now, right now. But
yeah,
I'll talk about that and being caught, say, suppose later on.
Oh, wow.
Nick, wow.
Way to tease us.
Teaser. Nick, what are you looking out for?
Okay, let's see. Revolution Brewing's Death's Tar.
Death Star or Death Tar?
Death's Tar. DETHSTAR.
Okay.
So the tar just is trying to death.
They're trying to make sure Disney doesn't get to them.
Right. The tar is belonging to death. There's a three-part series.
Death's Tar.
Death's Tar. So there's the standard stout. There's the Cafe Death and Maple Death. And these are all out of Chicago.
Chicago.
And the Death's Tar, it comes in at 14.8%.
Ooh.
It's a 12-ounce can, though. So, personal beer fest. Recommend having Narwhal Buddy.
Narwhal Buddy, check.
Yeah. Next up is one from Civil Life Brewing. This is an American brown ale. I know you've been on the lookout for brown ales lately.
So yeah.
This one popped up and looked pretty good.
It's a rarity. Nice clean one.
Nice clean brown. Traditional brown ale. It's a brown. Sorry, I'm scrolling. For my next one, seemed to have misplaced it. So I guess we're going to end it there.
Find the third one. Well, if you find it, jump in at any time. Because we're still looking out for Matt right now. Looking out for. Yeah.
Have you seen the Matt?
Matt, Bearded Brewer 87. Apparently, he's having too good of a time at Friendsgiving here on this Friday, this Black Friday. He's in line. He's at a record store. I'm in line.
Yeah.
Line Fest.
Line Fest.
Black Friday.
Who's got the charger? Who's got the charger?
Black Friday. Who's got the charger?
Where's the extension
I feel like breweries don't do enough Black Friday stuff.
Merch. Buy our merch. Yeah. It's Black Friday, so buy our merch. Oh,
speaking of merch, did you score any of that Slice 1 year anniversary merch?
No. Is it all out already?
I don't know.
I'm like, I'm going to get around to it, and I haven't done it. But I'm like, buy a hoodie this season. I mean, I've got enough of them, but it's a new season, so it's an excuse to buy a new one. So I'm like, I want to get that slice.
By now.
Oh, yeah.
You got to replace one of them.
Yeah. Now, yeah. After we're done here, I'm going to go see if I can buy a slice, Eddie. You got me.
There you go.
Screw Christmas presents for other people. I got to buy me a slice hoodie.
Did a new slice hoodie.
Oh, I didn't get the Nintendo Switch. Oh, Santa Claus didn't come. Yeah, I heard he needed a new Slice hoodie. Couldn't do it.
Here, Dad got you an old Tioga hoodie.
Here you go. Look at this. Fitcha. Eventually. You love beer. Daddy, I'm 12. Well, you can still love beer. It's still fine.
Yeah.
So looks good. You'll be the coolest kid in junior high.
Just think of it as...
Daddy, I got sent home today because of your stupid hoodie. Suddenly junior high is too good for beer.
Yeah. Distance learning. Just point the angle of the camera away from the logo. The teachers won't care.
Just don't show the logo. Just put tape over the logo. You can get, you can wear this to school.
Like somebody else's growler. Put
tape over it. Just like the growlers. All right. Well, Nick may or may not find that one. How about let's look for a brewery? I think this is a Florida brewery Hidden Springs Ale Works, and it's the Enchanted Tiki Room. It's a Berliner Weiss, Nick. You're okay with Berliner Weisses. 5.5% with pineapple, vanilla, milk, sugar. And it is, they specifically say we are trying to replicate a Dole Whip in a beer.
Okay.
So.
But the line on that one is you either nail it or you don't.
Yeah, it's true. So our Florida reps, our Florida peeps out there, at least go try this for us, this Hidden Springs Ale Works, the Enchanted Tiki Room, and see if it reminds you of a Dole Whip.
To quote the late Sean Connery, losers try their best.
Winners. Fuck the frog queen.
There you go.
Losers always whine about their best. Winners. Kern River Brewing. I have not had the Citra. Wait. What? Yeah. Was this your one you're looking for? No.
No, but I did see that.
The Citra is in a can.
The one time whale. Yeah.
It's in a 16-ounce can, and I've never had it in a can. I don't want it. Never had this beer in a can.
Wait, are you responsible for the sexting scandal?
Uh-oh, maybe I am. I don't know. This is what I'm worried about. I might be responsible. And I don't know.
This is terrible.
Nobody's telling me. I was in a sexting scandal, but nobody will say it. It's like Mikey won't know he even was involved. Let's just not say anything. Mess with them the whole time.
It's as if you walked up to the murder scene and go, "Hey guys, what's going on?"
What's going on?
No, what's going on?
No, I don't. Somebody tell me. It's like Dexter. I've been watching, the producer has been binge watching Dexter series for like 2 weeks. Wow. And she's, it's almost at the end now. Mm. By the way, just referencing. Florida and Dexter, Tiki Room, it's all coming together. Humble Sea, by the way, these guys off the rails on the amount of new beers they're doing. Like, come on, guys, it's ridiculous. They've lost their way. They don't even know what's new or old anymore. They're it's just a constant string of new beers going on. But one of them is the Just the Bare Essentials, collab with Liquid Gravity. Friends of ours there in the Central Coast, Liquid Gravity did a collab with Humble Seed, Just the Bare Essentials. It's a double dry hop, triple IPA. Not 10.3% with Simcoe, Mosaic, and Vic's Secret.
How did they not go with the Bare Necessities?
The Bare Necessities. Yeah, I don't know.
Damn it.
Rinhouse. Phoenix, favorite Phoenix brewer, Rinhouse Brewing Company. A couple of them. Rinhouse. Yeah, Rinhouse. Right there in Phoenix,
from Santa
Rosa. The Blackstone, the Blackstone area of Phoenix, man, just thick of
it. Got a BJ's Country Kitchen,
maybe there might be. It's very they're on a street that's very Blackstone reminiscent. Yeah. Arizona Star.
How many old Radio Shacks do they have?
They might have three. And it's still, if you want to find some Radio Shacks, go where Rinhouse is. Arizona Star Pale Ale. And it's because it's described as soft, rounded, dry, restrained bitterness. So those are all solid descriptors in my book.
That's a fancy way to say hazy.
Oh, okay. You're a detective, aren't you? Soft, rounded, dry, restrained bitterness.
Yeah. Fucking say hazy.
Or equal, or just say hazy.
Just say hazy.
Just say it, okay? It's a hazy pale.
Using the thesaurus for...
No, it's just soft and well-rounded, really dry. It's got a restrained bitterness. Oh, so it's hazy?
I love your...
Okay.
I love your larger aortic pump, but...
I guess, but it's really well-rounded. Well-rounded hazy beer. It's a hazy beer, okay?
Just say hazy.
Say it. Remember the hop concept? The hop concept. There's some reason they sort of disappeared-ish from our view in town, but they have one coming out. This was
is that a brewery offshoot?
Yeah.
No, the offshoot one. Was.
Or no, it's an offshoot brewery.
Oh, that was the Freshener series.
Yeah, Freshener series, guys.
Yeah.
And then San Marcos, San Diego area. This one's called Jolly and Joyful IPA, and it is a it's got a Christmas tree mixed with an orange peel. So wow. I'm all right with that. That's what's making me wonder if Tug is going to come out with their Christmas tree beer this year, because I like that beer. It's a good beer. That's enough looking out for, as Matt still out there waiting in line at Record Store Day.
Yeah, you got maybe second in line.
Yeah, no, he's gonna get that SAP album.
Oh,
jerk. No. Drinking. Yeah. Whoop-a-ba. Untapped. You can open up your untapped. If you got an untapped app, you can open it up and look for us. We're in there, rooting around in the system. Ghosts in the machine. You can find me, just search for Dorktown or Mikey Topor. You can find Nick as the Nick 80. And Matt as Bearded Brewer 87. And let's start with the Nick 80. What kind of stuff were you drinking this week, man?
I'm honored you started with me.
Yeah. I was like, what should I start with? Oh, Nick.
Yeah. Let's see who's available. Okay. The only unique beer I had this week was the Firestone Walker's Chocolate Cherry Stout.
Oh, you've had that one. I've been interested to see if you were going to get it this year.
I did not purchase this on my own. This was a gift.
Oh, so how nice.
I was more inclined to try it. Nice beer. I rarely would buy a cherry beer on purpose. But the cherry is so light on this one. It doesn't taste medicine at all. It works really well with the chocolate and the stout flavors. So it's a nice beer. I like it.
All right. You just had the one, though.
Yeah. That's the only thing unique. The rest of it was whiskey. And more celebration and narwhals. Tis
celebration. Still going on. Did you get a different batch?
Nope. I have not seen anything but the 10-9 batch.
Oh. Yeah, I'm interested to go see what I see after Thanksgiving. Am I going to see something 10-9?
Yeah.
Or after. I
haven't seen anything different yet.
All right. We'll keep looking. That's all Ben Cotts?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I went on the Perfect Pour Friday Night Virtual Get It.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Jumped in there. And And I had one of the beers I had on that virtual get it was the Bunny Hill IPA from Almanac Brewing. It's a very pretty can. An
Almanac beer?
Yeah, it's an Almanac beer.
Ooh.
But it's a New England IPA, Nick. Sorry.
It's okay. I haven't heard Almanac Brewing in a long time.
I got that at the market. It's like a pretty can. It's got like, you know, pine trees, and the pine trees are got kind of glitter on them, like Christmas trees. And then it's got a little bunny in the snow. It's a nice can. If you're into collecting can art, this is this is a good one to look for. Also,
this guy's doing can art.
This guy's doing can art. Bunny Hill IPA from Almanac. Revision Brewing Company, To Dream. That's a New England IPA. That was a nice beer. Had that during the Get It as well. The next day I had, or no, maybe was it later that night? I don't know, man. Time just,
I don't know.
There's no rules anymore, man. Like Riding a Bike, the Urban Roots beer.
Wow.
Always great, but wasn't as good as I remember it. And I don't know. It always confuses me if that's my palate changing or the beer changing. I'm not sure, but. Still a nice beer, just not as what it once was. Alvarado Street. Nelson, baby. Nelson hop beer. Woo! Woo! It's good. Really good.
All Nelson?
Yep, all Nelson.
All right.
And then the next day, I went to Zach's Brewing. First time I went and sat down at a place, a business in 9 months. Checked out the beginnings of Zach's new beer gardener setting up there. Had the tongue hugger. Tongue hugger.
Oh.
It was recommended to me. It was like, people are like, you got to try the tongue hugger. Like, all right, I'll hug my tongue. It's a New England IPA.
No, beer.
It's good.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, Nick, gross. You got to go try this tongue hugger.
No.
Zach. The Steven Zachs. Gail and Steven Zachs. And I had another one from Zach's Air Hugs and Finger Guns.
There you go.
Very good beer. And brought home the Don't Be Suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Zach's pale.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Then I had exactly Mosaic again. I had it earlier. Oh, and then I had it from a new brewery, new Fresno County brewery. I'm not going to say what town they're in because the town they're in sucks.
Fresno County.
But they're in the Fresno County. Machine Head Brewing. Electric Hazy Land. New England IPA.
Wow. Did you go out there?
I did not, but Reggie did. It's by Reggie's place, and he's been going out there a few times. He brought me Electric Hazy Land, a crowler of it.
Some to-go beers.
Yeah, it was good.
Wow.
That was good beer.
Okay.
So Machine Head might be able to do some things there. And that's enough. I had a Citra Dream. From New Glory, too, again. I got a big hangover after that Get It on Friday night, the Saturday morning. It one of those that lasted all day.
Oh, man.
Like a 24-hour hangover, or not, 12-hour hangover. Yeah. Mm. So, I didn't drink enough water.
I
did, too,
but I thought it was the whiskey.
Stupid whiskey. See, I don't ever do that. It's just all beer for me, and I'll still manage to get a shitty hangover.
Yeah.
Speaking
of head hurt hangover.
Oh, yeah, all day.
I wasn't sick. It was just headache. Mm-hmm.
The morning I was like, oh, man, this might turn sick, because I've definitely had the hangovers where I'm throwing up for a while. Mm. And I was like, ooh, this could go either way right now. And I managed to. The magic power through the not throwing up part, but that the headache was just all day, just would not go away, no matter what I did.
Wow. It's weird. So maybe it was a Friday and not the beer.
Yeah. It was a day. I blame the day.
It was the day.
It wasn't that I wasn't drinking enough water or anything.
No, no.
No, 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 Scotty B, no. Well, I need a new beer, and we looks like, well, we're still waiting for Matt. Could still show up. Don't
any minute now.
Don't, you know, you Matt fans are like, nah, I'm gonna head out. I'm like, don't head out. Could show up. You'd hate to miss it, yeah, would you?
You don't know.
You don't. He come
up. Listen to your FOMO. Listen to your FOMO. Cheers.
I love gold.
All right, one final beer.
Wow.
It is all local this week for me. Another Zach's beer. Air hugs nice. And finger guns. Pew pew.
Pew pew.
Pew pew. All right. Nick, yeah. Do you have some cheers?
Are we jamming?
Jamming. Ah, it's good beer. Man, the Zachs know how to brew it.
Yeah. Sadly, we won't get to see them this year for the thanks of
there
the
won't be a, there won't be a ugly sweater party this year?
No, we're canceling Thanksmas.
Yeah.
The Zachs will not be at Thanksgiving. All the families are distancing.
Yeah. Well, you gotta do it. It's the year to do it.
Different times.
You just have to hope it happens in 2021. But we really don't know.
We don't. We thought 2 weeks of sheltering. How could that turn into 9 months?
Oh, how cute were we in April?
Like, oh my God, 2 weeks. We gotta do this for 2 weeks. This is
two weeks.
Okay.
We're all go back to the future and we're like, 2 weeks. Oh, you're gonna do this for endless times. It'll never end.
This is the year that never ends. Cheers to the Mikey. I had your birthday quite wrong, so you actually had it this time. Cheers to you.
This one. You got it right. You're in there.
Yeah. It's in November. November. You need to pay attention?
Yeah. November's close enough. You got the right month.
Nice. Cheers to everybody out there. Hope you're all doing well.
Yeah. Be safe. Be nice out there. Be well out there.
Be nice.
Be nice. What about cheers to Louie?
Cheers to Louie. I miss Louie.
Oh.
I do miss
Louie. Miss Louie misses all the humans. I know. Poor Louie. He doesn't even... The saddest part of all this is that Louie doesn't even look at the gate anymore on recording days.
He's given up on life.
Yep. Because, you know, back in the day when we recorded all together, Louie knew what day it was and would look up the gate and start waiting for Nick and Matt to show up. Now he doesn't even do that anymore.
They're never coming back.
They're never coming. Poor Louie. Poor Louie. Cheers to our golden gods. You know it.
Yes.
You knew it was coming. The Golden Gods, they donate money to the show, keep the show going, keep the show rolling, so we don't have to pay for much of anything because of the Golden Gods.
Yeah.
So thank you guys.
Man, that Discord's hot, man.
The Discord. Yeah, I'm excited about that. Yeah, two things that Golden Gods get into are the Discord channel and the private Facebook group, the Porum. But this forever, the Discord channel is just sort of lifeless. And now the past couple of weeks, that Discord channel is blowing up. That's fun. So yeah, everyone on Discord channel, good job. That Porum's still there; it's still going. But
no, yeah, we're hanging on. We're your source of memes and
yeah. But I'm proud of that Discord group, just firing up, man. Just had to let it sit there. So yeah, thank you, Golden Gods. Patreon.com/perfectpour, and there's also a link in the show notes if you want to check it out. Maybe become a Golden God. It's all $5 or more a month, man. And you get in there and just appreciate us, and we appreciate you. Cheers to anyone that talks about the show to their other beer friends or podcast listening friends. It's still the number one way the show gets bigger is you talking about the show. Whether that's with your friends or on your social media, that's the number one help for us. So thank you guys for talking about us. And cheers to everyone on the Friday night virtual get-its. All cool people. All a good time. You will probably get a hangover the next morning if you show up. There's something about on the get-its, on the Zooms, on the non-work Zooms, on the hang. You know, if you're going to get on there and hang out with friends Zoom, it is just way too easy. I've talked about this before. I'm sorry, but it's just way too easy to drink on those. You're just like, you just find yourself just drinking quickly. Like, you're just like plowing through beers very easily. So I don't know what it is about Zoom and beers, but it's really easy to drink on them. Everyone on my Untappd feed and Twitter feed and our Perfect Pours Twitter feed and Instagram feed, Perfect Pour Pod, cheers to you guys and everyone then that made the playoffs in the Fantasy Football League, the Perfect Pour, and really it's kind of a craft beer show league. There's SD Beer Talk and Beer Night in San Diego and mixing in there. So with that Fantasy Football League and the playoffs have begun. So cheers to everyone that made the playoffs. And just cheers to you and your family. Hope you're staying safe. Hope you're healthy and making it through all this. We're all here for each other, the Perfect Pour family. So if you need anything, reach out to us or any of the other listeners. We're all here hanging out, being cool, man. Just like the coolest people in podcasting. I mean, can you argue with that? You can't. we're just going to
argue about anything.
No. So we're just going to all sit here. You're going to have to sit here too. We're going to wait for Matt to call in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't matter how long it takes. We're just going to
consider this a tailgate.
I'm going to sit here in silence, wait for Matt to get old enough to where he has no business and he can just hang out on the show like Nick and I.
Yeah. What is it, Wednesday? Yeah, I got nothing going on.
Yep. So here we go. Get ready for that. Or you can listen to the outro music and leave. But Nick and I, we're here. We're gonna wait
a little bit.
We're gonna wait on the Skype until Matt shows up.
Just leave it running.
Yeah,
I'll go mow the lawn.
Yeah, it's going on. If I have to bring this into the bathroom with me, I will.
That's right. We're mobile. We have the technology.
We have the technology. We can rebuild him. Great. Have a great week.
Uh huh.
Thanks. I was gonna say thanks for drinking.
Thanks for drinking.
Thanks for drinking this week.
Thanks for drinking.
I appreciate it. Keep it up.
We love the drinking.
Keep up the good work. Tell us about it. Be safe, though. Have the fun.
Oh, no.
Check dates. Wear a mask. Put a mask on it. Mask it.
Do not put the Lifetime channel on.
What would... Oh, Lifetime's blowing up now. Let's see. Top 10 Lifetime Christmas movies.
Why hasn't BuzzFeed done the Lifetime drinking game yet?
Where's BuzzFeed with the Lifetime drinking game? Yeah, if you've got a... Send it next week. If you got a drinking game with Lifetime movies, send it in. I'm interested. Send it in. I'll get in on this.
Right.
It's going to be...
drink when they say there's no Christmas spirit.
Yep. Either the male lead or the female lead is coming home from New York, is a big business person from the big city, and either the female or male second is in the small town, and they knew each other in high school, but one was shitty and the other one wasn't, and they're like, and the other one's like, what's the matter with small towns? The other one's like, I'm big city. I'm big city. I'm all about big city. I got a big job, important job in the city. And he's like, I've got this nursery in town. I love this town. I love small towns. She's like, I can't handle this small town. There's no way. I'm in the big city. And then you're just like, man, I hope they get together. And then you're like, oh, they're going to get together. And then something happens. In the third act, they're like,
there's a decision that has to be made.
Oh, no. They got to go back to work.
They got to go back to work.
Damn,
the promotion. You got the promotion.
They got that big meeting back at work. That's a good one. The job's yours if you want it.
Oh, decision.
Man, I'm having a great time picking out Christmas trees here, though.
I just made my first scratch waffle.
Oh, man, look at me making waffles.
Grandma's recipe.
Picking out Christmas trees. So come up with that drinking game. We'll be waiting for it next week. Damn. Are we still recording? Yeah, sure.
I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Who knows?
I don't think you record us anymore. I think you just call me on...
Nope. Friday I just call you. See what's going on. I was like, hey, Nate, what's going on, bro?
Yeah, I'm recording, Wink.
I kind of need to go to work, man. Oh, yeah, me too. What are you drinking?
Mikey, that picture behind you looks an awful lot like the one in your bathroom.
Oh, no. Different. We got the same picture in all the rooms.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Order Lit Fam, Chew here, with a little message, homie. A little message that a lot of times we forget or we're too busy to remember. But, sometimes times get real hard, eh? And sometimes those hard times get easy. And a lot of times those easy times are made by the people around us, homie. The people that we love, the people that care for us, the people that have been there for us since day one. I'm talking about everyone that surrounds you, your loved ones. It's times like this that you realize that we don't appreciate them as much, or we don't tell them that we love them or let them know that they mean a lot to us. So this holiday, this Thanksgiving, there's a lot of reasons to give thanks. Thanks that we're healthy. Thanks that we are still employed. Thanks that we have friends like ourselves in this community. But also, it's just a thanks for having such a strong foundation and roots in whatever it is you do in your home with your family homes. A lot of us have been going through a lot. A friend of ours went through something. I myself am going through something myself. And it's people like you, the listeners, and the Perfect Pour Crew, Mikey, Matt, and Nick. You guys make days go smoother for us. I thank you for doing what you do, homie. I really appreciate the stuff you guys do to the community, to everybody out there on the Discord, on Twitter, and any means of social media where we get to mingle and talk and just help each other get through a rough day. Thank you, homie. I'm dealing with some stuff at home, but it's good. It's all better. I just wanted to share that with you guys, and just thank you to everybody, homie. I don't want to get into it, but I just want to say thanks and tell the people around you how much you love them, man. It really means a lot. Let them know, because shit happens, homie. It's a beautiful fucking day. It's Thanksgiving, and you know, just be thankful for everything, man. For the shitty beers we drink, and for the great beers we drink, and for the cool people that we drink them with, and the shitty people we drink them with. At the end of the day, it's you and your path, and make it the best fucking thing you can, homie. That's about it. This is Chew Your Beer. Happy Thanksgiving. And I love every single one of you guys. And thank you for making my life a lot easier on this damn planet. This is Chew Your Beer. Y ahí te guacho. Peace out, eh?